I'm David Ford. La Cage aux Folles, the musical, comes to the Winston-Salem Theater Alliance this month. The hilarious and touching show focuses on a gay couple, Saint-Tropez drag club manager Georges, and his romantic partner in the star attraction Albin, who will be played by Theater Alliance actor Grace Smith. When Georges' son, Jean-Michel, brings home his fiancée, whose parents are ultra-conservative French political figures, all heck breaks loose as they struggle to put on appearances for their prospective in-laws. La Cage, based on the 1973 play by Jean Poiret, has been revived twice on Broadway. There have been three La Cage aux Folles movies made and the musical. But while the prospect of seeing men in drag does fill theaters, it's a story of two men and the hysterical lengths to which they go for each other that win the hearts of audiences everywhere. Winston-Salem Theater Alliance actor Chuck King, who plays Georges, and Ken Ashford, who plays Deputy Dandon, joined me recently to talk about the musical.
There's a common scene in all the iterations of La Cage aux Folles, the movie and the play and, of course, the birdcage. And it's that wonderful scene where Albin is being taught how to carry himself like a man, whether it's impersonating John Wayne or whatever. It's just sort of the little tiny mannerisms that we all have with our fingers and our hands and our wrists. And that's something that's in every single iteration of that movie and play and musical, and it's a wonderful scene about, and also a little bit sad that a person has to go through sort of this self-conscious way of carrying yourself in order to be accepted. We shouldn't have to do that, but it's necessary, and it's nice that they're doing this for a reason, obviously to please the in-laws, but it's in a way it's sad that they have to do this silly exercise into how to carry yourself and how to act just so that you'll be accepted. It'd be nice if, you know, we could all just accept each other as we are.
Bonsoir, bonsoir. What pleasure it gives me to say bonsoir.
Chuck, you play the character Georges, Albin's partner, and that's such a giving gesture on the part of Albin in a sense. I mean, he's willing to go through this torturesome reimagining of who he is so he can project a masculinity, which does not come easily to him, but it's all for, really, your character's son.
Well, that kind of gets back to the fact that it is a love story. It's not just between Georges and Albin, but it's also their love for their son, for Jean-Michel. And so Albin is willing to step up and make the change and do whatever he can because he knows how important this upcoming marriage is to his son. And so it's his willingness to put himself out there in a character that he is unused to playing, no matter what.
That's right. We're talking about Gray and his role as Albin, which is just over the top, you know, flamboyance. But in the role of Georges, you're a businessman and you have a certain facade to keep up. Is playing that role difficult for you in that way? I mean, in one moment you have the feminine side, the next moment you have the masculine side out front.
Well, what I think a lot of people don't realize until they see the show is that Georges is really the romantic character. He's the one who is hopelessly and helplessly in love with Albin. Albin is the show person. He is the star, and he has all of the surface emotions. And Georges has to keep his kind of under wraps a great deal and keep the show running all the time. But he's the one who's always talking about how in love he is. Albin doesn't quite get to that point until a little bit later in the show, because it's all about putting on that facade of the drag queen and being very showy all the time. And so Georges is the one who just always is reminded that he loves Albin. Always, always, always.
Winston-Salem Theater Alliance actor Chuck King, who plays Georges, and Ken Ashford, who plays Deputy Dandon in La Cage aux Folles. It's coming to the Winston-Salem Theater Alliance September 12th to the 28th, with evening performances at 8 and Sunday matinees at 2. The show was rated PG-13 for mild language and innuendos. For 88.5 WFDD, I'm David Ford.